Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
When I was growing up, my parents often tried to enlighten me with all kinds of homegrown wisdom, sayings that would help me make it through life. One of those I still quote to my daughters on a regular basis, even today. The sooner you learn that life isn't fair, the better off you'll be. What amazing wisdom and truth is located within that pithy little saying. Another great wisdom that they passed on to me is that people are like a raft of ducks, cool and calm above the surface, but paddling like the devil underneath just to stay afloat. Again, what a wonderful way of describing most of humanity. None of us wants to show or admit that we are struggling with events in our lives. But the truth is, scratch a little bit below the surface, and almost everyone is struggling just to keep above water. We strive to keep up our facade of being successful, all together, and in control of our lives, which we are not. Get underneath the thin veneer, and most people are plagued by self-doubt, worried about their competence, filled with envy or fear, and scared to death of failing. Failing in their marriage, or in their parenting, or in our jobs, or in school, etc. Failure is defined in the dictionary as a lack of success, or the neglect of, or omission of, required actions. As we read the Gospels, we cannot help but be struck by the fact that failure is commonplace. But perhaps the greatest example of failure is the Apostle Peter. This brash and bold fisherman, impulsive and pushy, regularly had to grapple with failure in the passages of the four Gospels. But his biggest blunder had to be his denial of Jesus three times in the courtyard of the high priest. Just hours before, Peter had protested, "Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Matthew 26, verse 43. But in the wee hours of that Friday morning, Peter denies even knowing Jesus three times. He even curses and swears that he is ignorant of Jesus. You can read that in Matthew 26, verses 69 to 75. But fall away he did, and spectacularly so. But Jesus would not allow Peter to remain a failure. No. After Peter had hit rock bottom, Jesus came to him following his resurrection on the shores of the Sea of Galilee to forgive him, to commission him, and to instruct him to feed and to tend his sheep. Jesus used Peter's failure to make him one of the leading disciples in the early church. And only a few weeks later, Peter boldly preaches to a crowd in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, where 3,000 are baptized and call upon the name of Jesus as their Savior from sin. Then only a few weeks later, in Acts chapter 5, we read that Peter courageously stands in front of the Jewish Sanhedrin, claiming that Jesus, whom they crucified, is risen from the dead, and everyone who calls upon his most sacred name will be saved. He and the early Christians would follow God's ways rather than be intimidated by human authority and power. Does this mean that Peter was perfect? By no means. Peter still failed. Just think of him in Galatia when Paul called him out for failing to continue to eat with the Gentile Christians, implying that they were second-class Christians and also implying that the observance of dietary regulations might be needed for salvation. Peter was far from perfect, and he continued to fail. But his Savior, Jesus, continued to forgive him, and Jesus' love for Peter never could be denied. Tradition informs us, Peter eventually was martyred in Rome. He was crucified upside down. No denial of his Savior there. No, Peter had learned from his failure that Jesus would never fail him, not even in the face of death. So if you are feeling like a failure today, like God could never love you, let alone use you, remember how Jesus dealt with Peter. Just like Peter, we often need to be broken and brought low. For it is when we are broken and humbled that God recreates us. We abandon any pretense of self-reliance or boasting in our own talents or abilities, and we're forced to trust only in Christ's word of forgiveness, reconciliation, and restoration. We will never be perfect, and we will continue to fail, and often catastrophically. But Jesus' love for us will never fail. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that in the midst of our failures and our weaknesses, we may be restored through the passion and intercession of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.